There's been a lot of research recently demonstrating that sitting for long periods of time is bad for your health. For example, studies have shown that spending lots of time sitting increases your risk for developing cardiovascular and metabolic conditions like heart disease and diabetes. There's also evidence that too much sitting time could negatively impact a person's mental health, including increased risk for depression and anxiety. Because of this, we as researchers are very interested in developing and testing interventions to effectively reduce sedentary or sitting time, with an emphasis on determining strategies that will work outside the lab to promote improvements in public health in the general population. Wearable fitness devices are becoming increasingly common, with goals of tracking and improving health-related behaviors, like increasing physical activity. There's some recent research showing that commercially available devices could be beneficial for promoting health behaviors. But as of now, little is known about the potential of using these wearable devices for reducing sedentary time. Our purpose with this study was to see if providing people with feedback from a wearable device was effective for reducing sedentary time. Feedback consisted of a small vibration from the device when a person had been sitting for 30 minutes without getting up. We were also interested in seeing the impact of reducing sedentary time on mood. What we found was that feedback from a wearable device was effective in getting people to break up longer periods of sitting time. At the start of the study, our participants were spending almost 7 hours per day sitting for at least 30 minutes at a time, and by the end, they had reduced this significantly to about 5.5 hours per day. Participants in the control group who did not receive feedback did not change their sitting time significantly over the study. We also found that those who received feedback had improvements in their mood over the intervention compared to the control group. Our results demonstrate that increasing awareness of sedentary time through providing real-time feedback from a wearable device appears to be an effective strategy for reducing sedentary behavior. Use of wearable technology, such as the idle alerts included in several commercially available fitness trackers, may provide a highly translatable intervention for targeting sedentary time in the general population. Also, the improvements in mood suggest that sedentary interventions like this one may be particularly impactful for populations with or at risk for developing mental health disorders.